Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. We're here with the guys.
What just happened? He tried to flick off the thing, nobody noticed.
Anyways, we're here with Ken.
Hey, what's up?
I didn't know how to pronounce that for the longest, so.
95% of people don't.
They don't. Exactly.
How do you pronounce it?
Kinge.
Kinge. Oh, that motherfucker Kinge.
See, that's a face
I'm doing. The E silent, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, we're here with Meepo. Say what up. Okay. We're here with Mike.
Suck my big fine girls, you know what I'm saying?
Rap.
And you
My C-Town.
Say what up, Detroit.
Why do y'all have a heavy ass voice?
I'm gonna start
like
calling
that?
Detroit from now on.
I mean, I just want to notice that Sophie got that Claire Huxley bounce today, don't she? Look at that.
We could not get it.
Sophie got hair deals and shit because of that in hip hop now.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Uh-huh. Maybe she's born with it. And Sophie's like, maybe it's Maybelline.
All right, so there's been a lot going on in the... hip-hop music industry thing. And a lot of people have been wanting to know about this Meek Mill versus Drake whole... I don't know if y'all want to call it controversy or whatever. But pretty much, Meek Mill decided to hop his little happy self on Twitter. And for about 3 hours or so... So pretty much, Meek Mill got on Twitter and was talking about... how, I guess some beef with like how Drake didn't tweet his album or something like that. And he was like, you know.
I thought Wale did that to me. Was it my confused?
And he pretty much was like, you know, don't compare Drake to me. Drake don't even write all his own raps. You know, pretty much alleging that he's ghostwriters and all this other stuff. And he just kept going. And it was like, just when you thought he was done. And another, like he would just come back and just say some other stuff. So,
yeah, he said a lot of things, but I think that's the one that everybody's
that was the main thing that everybody was like, whoa, the stands came out, everybody came out and was like, don't talk about Drake, like the whole nine.
Oh, Drake fans got at him?
Of course.
You know them girls got at him.
Come on!
You know them
girls got at
him. Drake got his Ovi hoes out there.
That shit should be hashtag.
Ovi hoes.
He got them Ovi hoes. No, he had politicians hitting up Meek, though, saying like, yo, you
not allowed in Toronto, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean,
it was a real account, but he wasn't serious.
Whatever happened to just picking up a phone call if you got a problem with someone or a situation and just talking to them? Why you gotta?
Yeah, because you know they have to be in the same circle,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, man. God. Like, what's? I mean, why?
That's what I didn't get.
Why put all this on social?
I put them on blast.
I mean, yeah, and just it looks so feminine. Like,
I feel you.
Just,
but you know,
just pick up the phone.
But you know what? But B, it's like it's that saying. All publicity is good publicity or something. What's that phrase?
So you think this is like a help to boost the album?
Of course.
Because you're you're directly addressing your fans. You see what I'm saying? Like these are the people that follow me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on that one.
What do you mean?
You're isolating a whole group of people. Why would you do that? You'd want Drake's fans to think that you and Drake are cool, so why would you attack their favorite artist? That doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, because it caused controversy.
Not good controversy. Yeah. Drake's fans are not gonna buy your album just so they can see who's dissing their favorite artist.
Yeah, they're throwing them away.
Exactly.
Did y'all see the videos? No, somebody was in like a Best Buy and they picked up a gang of Meek Mill CDs and just threw them in the trash.
Over Drake?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like this is nuts. Who cares if Drake doesn't write his own raps? Like, who's even...
A lot of people.
Why? He's not even that type of rapper.
Yeah.
I don't think his fans even care about that kind of shit.
I agree with that.
His fans definitely don't, but
they don't, but it's, you know, I mean, you know, the stigma in rap is that you have to write your own rhyme.
Not anymore. With Drake?
Apparently, it seems to be we're moving away from that.
I think it depends on the artist. I think
with Drake?
With Drake, if somebody else writes it, I'm fine.
So give me another artist, then.
That can get away with it.
Yeah, get away with not writing it.
Like Kanye, depending on what type of song, like an 808 and heartbreak song.
That was all personal.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about singing and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's been extent out there that kind of Kanye don't write his own stuff.
I mean, you can't really include Dre.
Hey, you can't really do producers.
Yeah, you can't really
do producers.
No, because they're not rappers. They don't count.
What rappers become, oh, it's okay to have ghostwriters and what don't?
When you're
is it what type of rap you do?
Yeah. It's never been okay, but I think now we're having the conversation as to when it's okay. But before, it's always been this thing where you had to write your own rap, period. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who you were. And if it came out, then you know, you lost a lot of respect. Right. Drake has lost that respect, but because he's Drake, he's through some people. Or, wait, so you think that people are not surprised?
Yes, I think that people are not surprised. And I think the people that are pretending to be bothered by it are people like me and you who won't buy, well not you, but people like me who wouldn't buy a Drake album anyway. Mm-hmm. I think his core fans do not care.
No, I agree.
They're like, give me hot songs. Yeah. I don't give a shit who wrote it. Just give me a hot song that you rap on, and they're happy.
I think it comes down to like the credibility of the artist based on what they're rapping about. If you're talking about like, I move dope, I move this, I had a hard life, like Drake doesn't rap about that. That's not Drake's lane.
I think I've said it and you've said it that, mm-hmm. The reason why you like Drake sometimes is because he's personable. Yes. So like if he doesn't write his own rhymes, like how doesn't that kind of throw that out the window?
Right, because he's always known as the honest MC.
All I'm saying is this, is that are we saying that Drake doesn't write 100% of his rhymes? Like, hold on, he makes a lot of poppy songs and stuff like that. So if he's getting help doing that stuff, I'm fine with that. I want an artist to be authentic when they're talking about themselves. So if he has help writing that or somebody wrote that for him, yeah, I'd feel some type of way.
Like Marvin's Room.
Huh?
Like take Marvin's Room for instance.
I wish somebody wrote that shit. I would actually like Drake a little more.
Marvin's Room, it is a little introspective. It does talk about a situation that is possible, but it's very open. Like if somebody else wrote that, I'd kind of be okay with that.
Because it's just an R&B song.
It is.
R&B artists always had writers.
So right? What about 0 to 100? You think he wrote that?
I think he wrote that, and I would want for him to write that. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the song, and I think that it's kind of hard, but like if he didn't write that kind of...
But see, that's the thing. That's the stuff that I think he isn't writing.
So you think he's writing the pop stuff, and you don't think he's writing, and you think that he's getting somebody to write the hard go,
the hard, the stuff that, that's what I think.
Okay.
That would make sense.
That makes sense, right? I mean, cause that sounds like fake Drake. We all said that. Like when he starts rhyming about hard shit,
yeah.
That sounds like fake Drake.
Would you say Mike be the biggest bitch you can be?
Okay, so. Do y'all think that he wrote Hold On, We're Going Home?
No, he already said he didn't write that. That was somebody else's song.
Magic Jordan.
Yeah, he's public saying that. Yeah. That he bought that.
And the other thing
that
is
song from Drake.
Yeah, and they're saying that these guys have credits. Like, they're not fully running away from this. You know, and I think...
Yeah, I think some of them said we collab, but like, I don't know why...
And they're saying they have writing credits on the album.
Yeah, so did they just write the hook?
In a sense, it's public, but the issue that Meek had is that the verse he got back on Rico, he's saying that Drake did not write that. And I'm wondering if this all came about by the lyric in there when he was talking about the girl. He was saying something about your dream girl or whatever. I don't know the full line.
Yeah. Talking about Nicki?
Yeah, he thought he was talking about Nicki. Maybe he called him or maybe he felt some kind of way. And then he was like, yo, man, what's up with this? And then they were like, yeah, no, he didn't mean anything by it because he didn't write it.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think the whole Meek shit had to do with Nicki.
I guess Drake's fan base is like people who don't care if he writes his stuff or not. But these are the same people who whenever like a project of his drops is like, oh, Drake said this and he said this and he meant, like, they think that he means this, but then when something like this comes out, they're also like, well, it's okay if he doesn't write his stuff. Like, it's so back and forth.
He probably did mean that. He probably goes to these guys and says, look, here's the story I want you to tell on this song. So, yeah, I think that's fine.
Yep. About life, your life, what's going on with you, I think that's fine. But if somebody's just like, oh, here's a verse that I wrote, like, rap this.
Exactly.
You know, that's not.
He's an actor first, remember this.
Yeah. Yep. He's an actor first, and he's still playing a role.
Yep. Maybe there's the fans that say Drake can rap his ass off, they may be quiet. But the people that don't care, they're the ones like, oh, you know, it's okay.
A lot of the times it's the same people, though.
It may be, I don't know. But I'm just saying they may be sectioned off now. And that's why you have different people voicing their opinion. Now the people that are saying that, you know, he raps, they probably don't have much of a leg to stand on anymore. They're still going to stand on. They can defend him, but they can't say he got bars.
He does have bars. Somebody he paid for them.
Oh, his bars.
Yeah. Isn't it the same shit that women say? That's not your hair. Yeah. I paid for it.
So it was mine.
Right. Drake got the weed bars. What is that? The Hawaiian Remy. What is it called?
Number four.
They gotta put credit on it.
Got the four pack. He got that four pack.
I think my problem with it was that Meek, whatever way he was feeling towards Drake, he did, I feel, kind of say something valid in terms of, like, if he doesn't write his raps, that's the point he was trying to get at. Whereas everyone else was like, oh, it doesn't matter. And I just feel like if Meek was saying that because he writes his own shit, that's, like, you gotta respect that, in my opinion. And so I feel like people kind of missed that point, like, oh, your shit sucks. I don't feel like that was the point on whether you like Meek or not. I feel like if he writes his stuff versus whether Drake does or not, that was his point. And I just feel like outside of standing and all that other stuff.
People missed it.
Yeah, I feel like people missed the point.
I don't think that was his point. Okay. I think he was trying to call out Drake. He was mad. He caught feelings. He caught feelings because he does.
Well, yeah, it's like I was kind of agreeing with him, and then he started bringing up some other stuff, and I was like, I can't go with him. Well, thank you guys for your questions. Don't forget to send all of your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com or our Twitter, @DHH. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.